Isaiah chapter 61. The office of Christ. The mission of the apostles. The happiness of their converts. 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me. He hath sent me to preach to the meek, to heal the contrite of heart, and to preach a release to the captives, and deliverance to them that are shut up. 61:2. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. 61:3. To appoint to the mourners of sin, and to give them a crown for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of grief. And they shall be called in it the mighty ones of justice, the planting of the Lord to glorify him. 61:4. And they shall build the places that have been waste from of old, and shall raise up ancient ruins, and shall repair the desolate cities, that were destroyed for generation and generation. 61:5. And strangers shall stand and shall feed your flocks. And the sons of strangers shall be your husbandmen, and the dressers of your vines. 61:6. But you shall be called the priests of the Lord. To you it shall be said, ye ministers of our God, you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and you shall pride yourselves in their glory. 61:7. For your double confusion and shame, they shall praise their part. Therefore shall they receive double in their land, everlasting joy shall be unto them. 61:8. For I am the Lord that loveth judgment, and hate robbery and a holocaust. And I will make their work in truth, and I will make a perpetual covenant with them. 61:9. And they shall know their seed among the Gentiles, and their offspring in the midst of peoples. All that shall see them, shall know them, that these are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. 61:10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, and my soul shall be joyful in my God. For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation, and with the robe of justice he hath covered me, as a bridegroom decked with a crown, and as a bride adorned with her jewels. 61:11. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth her seed to shoot forth, so shall the Lord God make justice to spring forth, and praise before all the nations. Isaiah chapter 62. The prophet will not cease from preaching Christ, to whom all nations shall be converted, and whose church shall continue forever. 62:1. For sin's sake I will not hold my peace, and for the sake of Jerusalem, I will not rest till her just one come forth as brightness, and her Savior be lighted as a lamp. 62:2. And the Gentiles shall see thy just one, and all kings thy glorious one. And thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. 62:3. And thou shalt be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and the royal diadem in the hand of thy God. 62:4. Thou shalt no more be called forsaken, and thy land shall no more be called desolate, but thou shalt be called my pleasure in her, and thy land inhabited, because the Lord hath been well pleased with thee, and thy land shall be inhabited. 62:5. For the young man shall dwell with the virgin, and thy children shall dwell in thee, and the bridegroom shall rejoice over the bride, and thy God shall rejoice over thee. 62:6. Upon my walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen all the day, and all the night, they shall never hold their peace. You that are mindful of the Lord, hold not your peace. 62:7. And give him no silence till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. 62:8. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand, and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies. And the sons of the strangers shall not drink thy wine, for which thou hast labored. 62:9. For they that gather it, shall eat it, and shall praise the Lord. And they that bring it together, shall drink it in my holy courts. 62:10. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, make the road plain, pick out the stones, and lift up the standard to the people. 62:11. Behold, the Lord hath made it to be heard in the ends of the earth. Tell the daughter of Sin, behold thy Savior cometh. Behold his reward is with him, and his work before him. 62:12. And they shall call them, the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. But thou shalt be called, a city sought after, and not forsaken. Isaiah chapter 63. Christ's victory over his enemies. His mercies to his people. Their complaint. 63:1. Who is this that cometh from Edom, with dyed garments from Bozrah? This beautiful one in his robe, walking in the greatness of his strength. I, that speak justice, and am a defender to save. Edom. Edom and Basra, the strong city of Edom, are here taken in a mystical sense for the enemies of Christ and his church. 63:2. Why then is thy apparel red, and thy garments like theirs that tread in the winepress? 63:3. I have trod in the winepress alone, and of the Gentiles there is not a man with me. I have trampled on them in my indignation, and have trodden them down in my wrath, and their blood is sprinkled upon my garments, and I have stained all my apparel. 63:4. For the day of vengeance is in my heart, the year of my redemption is come. 63:5. I looked about, and there was none to help. I sought, and there was none to give aid. And my own arm hath saved for me, and my indignation itself hath helped me. 63:6. And I have trodden down the people in my wrath, and have made them drunk in my indignation, and have brought down their strength to the earth. 63:7. I will remember the tender mercies of the Lord, the praise of the Lord for all the things that the Lord hath bestowed upon us, and for the multitude of his good things to the house of Israel, which he hath given them according to his kindness, and according to the multitude of his mercies. 63:8. And he said, surely they are my people, children that will not deny. So he became their Savior. 63:9. In all their affliction he was not troubled, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love, and in his mercy he redeemed them, and he carried them and lifted them up all the days of old. 63:10. But they provoked to wrath, and afflicted the spirit of his holy one. And he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. 63:11. And he remembered the days of old of Moses, and of his people. Where is he that brought them up out of the sea, with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he that put in the midst of them the spirit of his holy one? 63:12. He that brought out Moses by the right hand, by the arm of his majesty, that divided the waters before them, to make himself an everlasting name. 63:13. He that led them out through the deep, as a horse in the wilderness that stumbleth not. 63:14. As a beast that goeth down in the field, the Spirit of the Lord was their leader. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name. 63:15. Look down from heaven, and behold from thy holy habitation in the place of thy glory. Where is thy zeal, and thy strength, the multitude of thy bowels, and of thy mercies? They have held back themselves from me. They have held back, etc. This is spoken by the prophet in the person of the Jews at the time when, for their sins, they were given up to their enemies. 63:16. For thou art our father, and Abraham hath not known us, and Israel hath been ignorant of us. Thou, O Lord, art our father, our Redeemer, from everlasting is thy name. Abraham hath not known us, etc. That is, Abraham will not now acknowledge us for his children, by reason of our degeneracy. But thou, O Lord, art a true father and our Redeemer, and no other can be called our parent in comparison with thee. 63:17. Why hast thou made us to err, O Lord, from thy ways? Why hast thou hardened our heart, that we should not fear thee? Return for the sake of thy servants, the tribes of thy inheritance. Made us to err, etc. Harden our heart, etc. The meaning is, that God in punishment of their great and manifold crimes, and their long abuse of his mercy and grace, had withdrawn his graces from them, and so given them up to error and hardness of heart. 63:18. They have possessed thy holy people as nothing. Our enemies have trodden down thy sanctuary. 63:19. We are become as in the beginning, when thou didst not rule over us, and when we were not called by thy name. Isaiah chapter 64. The prophet prays for the release of his people, and for the remission of their sins. 64:1. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens, and wouldst come down. The mountains would melt away at thy presence. 64:2. They would melt as at the burning of fire, the waters would burn with fire, that thy name might be made known to thy enemies, that the nations might tremble at thy presence. 64:3. When thou shalt do wonderful things, we shall not bear them. Thou didst come down, and at thy presence the mountains melted away. 64:4. From the beginning of the world they have not heard, nor perceived with the ears. The eye hath not seen, O God, besides thee, what things thou hast prepared for them that wait for thee. 64:5. Thou hast met him that rejoiceth, and doth justice. In thy ways they shall remember thee. Behold, thou art angry, and we have sinned. In them we have been always, and we shall be saved. 64:6. And we are all become as one and clean, and all our justices as the rag of a menstruous woman. And we have all fallen as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Our justices, etc. That is, the works by which we pretended to make ourselves just. This is spoken particularly of the sacrifices, sacraments, and ceremonies of the Jews, after the death of Christ, and the promulgation of the new law. 64:7. There is none that calleth upon thy name, that riseth up, and taketh hold of thee. Thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast crushed us in the hand of our iniquity. 64:8. And now, O Lord, thou art our Father, and we are clay, and thou art our Maker, and we all are the works of thy hands. 64:9. Be not very angry, O Lord, and remember no longer our iniquity. Behold, see, we are all thy people. 64:10. The city of thy sanctuary has become a desert, sun is made a desert, Jerusalem is desolate. 64:11. The house of our holiness, and of our glory, where our fathers praised thee, is burnt with fire, and all our lovely things are turned into ruins. 64:12. Wilt thou refrain thyself, O Lord, upon these things, wilt thou hold thy peace, and afflict us vehemently? Isaiah chapter 65. The Gentiles shall seek and find Christ, but the Jews will persecute him, and be rejected. Only a remnant shall be reserved. The church shall multiply, and abound with graces. 65:1. They have sought me that before asked not for me, they have found me that sought me not. I said, behold me, to a nation that did not call upon my name. 65:2. I have spread forth my hands all the day to an unbelieving people, who walk in a way that is not good after their own thoughts. 65:3. A people that continually provoke me to anger before my face, that immolate in gardens, and sacrifice upon bricks. 65:4. That dwell in sepulchres, and sleep in the temple of idols. That eat swine's flesh, and profane brothers in their vessels. 65:5. That say, depart from me, come not near me, because thou art unclean. These shall be smoke in my anger, a fire burning all the day. 65:6. Behold, it is written before me, I will not be silent, but I will render and repay into their bosom. 65:7. Your iniquities, and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord, who have sacrificed upon the mountains, and have reproached me upon the hills, and I will measure back their first work in their bosom. 65:8. Thus saith the Lord, as if a grain be found in a cluster, and it be said, destroy it not, because it is a blessing, so will I do for the sake of my servants, that I may not destroy the whole. 65:9. And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob, and out of Judah a possessor of my mountains, and my elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there. 65:10. And the plains shall be turned to folds of flocks, and the valley of Achor into a place for the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me. 65:11. And you, that have forsaken the Lord, that have forgotten my holy mount, that set a table for fortune, and offer libations upon it. 65:12. I will number you in the sword, and you shall all fall by slaughter. Because I called and you did not answer. I spoke, and you did not hear. And you did evil in my eyes, and you have chosen the things that displease me. 65:13. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, my servants shall eat, and you shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, and you shall be thirsty. 65:14. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, and you shall be confounded. Behold, my servants shall praise for joyfulness of heart, and you shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for grief of spirit. 65:15. And you shall leave your name for an execration to my elect, and the Lord God shall slay thee, and call his servants by another name. 65:16. In which he that is blessed upon the earth, shall be blessed in God, amen. And he that sweareth in the earth, shall swear by God, amen. Because the former distresses are forgotten, and because they are hid from my eyes. 65:17. For behold, I create new heavens, and a new earth, and the former things shall not be in remembrance, and they shall not come upon the heart. 65:18. But you shall be glad and rejoice forever in these things, which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and the people thereof joy. 65:19. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall not more be heard in her, nor the voice of crying. 65:20. There shall not more be an infant of days there, nor an old man that shall not fill up his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, and the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. 65:21. And they shall build houses, and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards, and eat the fruits of them. 65:22. They shall not build, and another inhabit. They shall not plant, and another eat. For as the days of a tree, so shall be the days of my people, and the works of their hands shall be of long continuance. 65:23. My elect shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth in trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their posterity with them. 65:24. And it shall come to pass, that before they call, I will hear. As they are yet speaking, I will hear. 65:25. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion and the ox shall eat straw. And dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor kill in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Isaiah chapter 66. More of the reprobation of the Jews, and of the call of the Gentiles. 66:1. Thus saith the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and the earth my footstool. What is this house that you will build to me? And what is this place of my rest? What is this house? Etc. This is a prophecy that the temple should be cast off. 66:2. My hand made all these things, and all these things were made, saith the Lord. But to whom shall I have respect, but to him that is poor and little, and of a contrite spirit, and that trembleth at my words? 66:3. He that sacrificeth an ox, is as if he slew a man. He that killeth a sheep in sacrifice, as if he should brain a dog. He that offereth an oblation, as if he should offer swine's blood. He that remembereth incense, as if he should bless an idol. All these things have they chosen in their ways, and their soul is delighted in their abominations. He that sacrificeth an ox, etc. This is a prophecy that the sacrifices which were offered in the old law should be abolished in the new, and that the offering of them should be a prime dotabed, remembereth incense, viz., to offer it in the way of a sacrifice. 66:4. Wherefore I also will choose their mockeries, and will bring upon them the things they feared. Because I called, and there was none that would answer. I have spoken, and they heard not. And they have done evil in my eyes, and have chosen the things that displease me. I will choose their mockeries. I will turn their mockeries upon themselves, and will cause them to be mocked by their enemies. 66:5. Hear the word of the Lord, you that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hate you, and cast you out for my name's sake, have said, Let the Lord be glorified, and we shall see in your joy. But they shall be confounded. 66:6. A voice of the people from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. 66:7. Before she was in labor, she brought forth. Before her time came to be delivered, she brought forth a man-child. Before she was in labor, etc. This relates to the conversion of the Gentiles, who were born, as it were, all on a sudden to the church of God. 66:8. Who hath ever heard such a thing? And who hath seen the like to this? Shall the earth bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be brought forth at once, because sin hath been in labor, and hath brought forth her children? 66:9. Shall not I that make others to bring forth children, myself bring forth, saith the Lord? Shall I, that give generation to others, be barren, saith the Lord thy God? 66:10. Rejoice with Jerusalem, and be glad with her, all you that love her. Rejoice for joy with her, all you that mourn for her. 66:11. That you may suck, and be filled with the breasts of her consolations. That you may milk out, and flow with delights, from the abundance of her glory. 66:12. For thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring upon her as it were a river of peace, and as an overflowing torrent the glory of the Gentiles, which you shall suck. You shall be carried at the breasts, and upon the knees they shall caress you. 66:13. As one whom the mother caresseth, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. 66:14. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice, and your bones shall flourish like an herb, and the hand of the Lord shall be known to his servants, and he shall be angry with his enemies. 66:15. For behold, the Lord will come with fire, and his chariots are like a whirlwind, to render his wrath in indignation, and his rebuke with flames of fire. 66:16. For the Lord shall judge by fire, and by his sword unto all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. 66:17. They that were sanctified, put themselves clean in the gardens behind the gate within, they that did eat swine's flesh, and the abomination, and the mouse. They shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. 66:18. But I know their works, and their thoughts. I come that I may gather them together with all nations and tongues, and they shall come and shall see my glory. 66:19. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send of them that shall be saved, to the Gentiles into the sea, into Africa, and Lydia them that draw the bow, into Italy, and Greece, to the islands afar off, to them that have not heard of me, and have not seen my glory, and they shall declare my glory to the Gentiles. 66:20. And they shall bring all your brethren out of all nations for a gift to the Lord, upon horses, and in chariots, and in litters, and on mules, and in coaches, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, saith the Lord, as if the children of Israel should bring an offering and a clean vessel into the house of the Lord. 66:21. And I will take of them to be priests, and Levites, saith the Lord. 66:22. For of the new heavens, and the new earth, which I will make to stand before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed stand, and your name. 66:23. And there shall be month after month, and Sabbath after Sabbath, and all flesh shall come to adore before my face, saith the Lord. 66:24. And they shall go out, and see the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. Their worm shall not die, and their fire shall not be quenched, and they shall be a loathsome sight to all flesh.